Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
I don't believe it.
Well, you better believe it, because we're back with Jimi Hendrix, Inside the Experience. Lady from Are You Experienced? London in 1966 was a boiling cauldron of musical talent. Jimi Hendrix soon became an essential ingredient. Here's Mitch Mitchell.
One of Hendrix's first experiences of London, excuse the pun, you know, was when he came over. I think the second day he was over here in England, Jazz took him along to the London Polytechnic, and there was a, like, you know, one of those graduate ball kind of deals, and Cream were playing there, and I mean, Chaz knew Eric and Ginger and, you know, Jack from years back, and said, oh, I've got this, you know, got this chap I just brought over from America, he'd like to play guitar, you know, and rumour has it, I mean, I wasn't there, you know, that they've gone, yeah, sure, you know, if he thinks he can cut it, yeah, sure. Bring him up.
Eric Clapton.
Chaz Chandler, who I knew from the Animals, came backstage and said that he had someone, a young guy with him, who would like to jam if that was all right. And we were a kind of very liberated band. Yeah, what's, you know, no problem. And I met this guy, a young black kid with funny clothes and big frizzy hair. And he got on stage at one point and he started doing Killing Floor, which got this amazing Hubert Sumlin riff on it. And he knew it, you know, and not only did he know it, but he could take what was already there and with going in the right direction, make it better. And it blew me away. And then he started doing all the stuff that he became infamous for, you know, with his teeth and with playing it behind his head and on the floor and everything. And it blew everyone away and it nearly ruined our gig. And it upset, I think, Ginger very much and Jack a little bit maybe, because they thought that we were being, you know, that we were being used.
Here now is a live version of Killing Floor from 1 year later at the Monterey Pop Festival. This will give you an idea of what Eric, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce had to contend with. Days, jobs for the Experience were a little hard to come by, but Noel Redding found them a gig in his own hometown.
I used to play in this place called Stands, which was called the Something Club, I can't remember now, which is gone, and Folkestone. I come from Folkestone in Kent, and I got a gig for the Experience for £50 in those days, which was a lot of money, so they didn't know who we were, but they knew me, so I got a gig there, and we played in Folkestone. I think we played till about 11:30, I think, I don't know. And we all went back to my house, and my mum's house. That was in New Year's Eve 1966. It was pretty cold, you know. Hendrix said, "Can I stand next to your fire?" And I think that's where the song came from.
The song, Fire.
Let me stand next to your fire. Hey, let me stand next to your fire. Whoa, let me stand, baby. next to your fire.
This is Noel Redding. We'll be back with more of this tribute to Jimi Hendrix right after this.
If you sing along with the music, listen to a Sony UX series audio tape. It's got the widest dynamic range for all the highs, lows, and dreams you can handle. When you hear every note, you feel every note. So don't stop the music. Do us all a favor, see where a Sony UX cassette takes you. Sony UX series cassette tape. Take it for a spin.
Volkswagen would like to make you an unprecedented offer on a new Passat. It's called the Passat Satisfaction Guarantee from Volkswagen. Buy a new Passat GL sedan or wagon, drive it for up to 30 days or 3,000 miles. If you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Experience Fahrvergnügen and you'll find out for yourself how satisfying a new Passat can be. The Passat Satisfaction Guarantee from Volkswagen. Certain exclusions and restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
So I'm just getting into the house and ding-a-ling-a-ling, it's this person trying to get me to leave AT&T. Nah, I tell him I'm happy. No effect. I tell him I get good prices now. Doesn't stop. Okay, I don't have any friends, I never call anyone, and they keep on going. Big savings, big, we're talking big, big, big.
Don't get pressured, get the facts.
So then I say, could you put that in writing? Hello?
Because no matter what they promise you, it's still not AT&T, the right choice.
The new mouth says things the old mouth would never say. Let me change the baby.
Let's go to East Germany.
I'm into fluoride.
A new improved close-up mouth.
New close-up, the first fluoride toothpaste with the protection of real mouth rinse. A toothpaste and mouth rinse in one.
For a healthy mouth, healthy mouth. A new close-up.